Ermuth surprised the younger counselor by reaching across the bar and offering his hand to her.
What a pleasure to meet you, my dear. I've reviewed several of your cases. The Traveler's speeder theft acquittal was particularly brilliant.
Sardin's dark-lashed eyes widened in surprise.
You reviewed the Traveler's case? She asked.
As Tahiri had requested, her formal robes remained concealed beneath a full-length overcoat.
Even I barely recall that.
Never forget that one, my dear,
Ermuth replied.
Arguing that the defendant's delusions justified bypassing the security system was inspired, but actually proving that she had, in her own mind, purchased the vehicle was pure genius.
Sardin's smile stretched nearly from ear to ear.
Thank you, Counselor. Coming from you, that means a great deal to me.
It's well deserved, my dear. Very well deserved.
Ermuth released her hand and glanced over at the crowded row of seats behind the defense table.
But I wish you'd let me know you would be observing today. I'm afraid I've reserved only 3 seats.
Sardin's smile did not waver.
Thank you, but I'll be fine.
Her gaze flickered toward the defense table so briefly that even Tahiri almost missed it. But Ermuth did not. His ears pricked forward, and he slowly turned to face Tahiri.
We discussed this,
he said.
I don't want a second chair.
That may be so, Leia said, stepping to the bar. But isn't what Tahiri wants the determining factor here?
Ermuth's eyes narrowed, but the expression on his face was more disappointed than angry. He continued to stare at Leia for a moment, then finally whirled on his heel and faced Tahiri.
Well,
he demanded,
is this what you want?
The general din was fading as spectators began to notice the tensions at the defense table. A pair of camdroids appeared from the crowd and began to float forward. Tahiri caught Leia's eye and shot a glance toward the camdroids, then turned to Ermuth.
I've told you several times that we need help.
Tahiri spoke quietly, forcing Ermuth to come closer, but did not say more until she saw Leia flick a finger and send both camdroids tumbling toward the rear wall. Strictly speaking, it was illegal to use the Force inside the Hall of Justice, but it was just as illegal to bring a camdroid inside a courtroom, so it seemed doubtful that Leia would be ejected. Once the camdroids had been smashed against the wall and Ermuth had taken a seat beside her, Tahiri continued in a whisper.
You've been dozing off in court, Ermuth. And every time I try to talk about bringing in help, you insist you don't need it and have me taken back to my cell.
Because I don't need a second chair.
Ermuth shot a disapproving glance in Sardin's direction.
Especially someone who looks like her.
You just said she was brilliant.
She is,
Ermuth admitted.
But you don't need brilliant. You need me.
I need both,
Tahiri insisted.
And since I'm the one on trial for her life, I'm going to insist.
Ermuth snorted and stared at the table.
My dear, I do have a plan.
Falling asleep is part of your plan?
Tahiri countered.
In court?
I know it's hard to believe.
Ermuth,
she interrupted.
I was a Jedi. How gullible do you think I am?
Not very, apparently.
Without looking up, Ermuth asked,
You're certain of your decision?
Tahiri glanced back at the Solos and Lando, who were just shuffling into the reserved seats, past a dozen reporters who had spent half the night waiting in line to be certain they would have front row seats. When all three gave her encouraging nods, she let out her breath and nodded.
I'm sorry to have to do it this way, Ermuth,
she said.
But you didn't leave me any choice.
Well, it was a conversation I was trying to avoid,
Ermuth admitted. Unexpectedly, he laid a furry hand across hers, and Zahiri was surprised by the deep pain she saw in his eyes.
But no need to worry. I've had my feelings hurt by attractive young women before.
Irmuth, I just think this trial has been wearing you out, she said. And I need you at your best.
I understand, my dear,
Irmuth said, rising.
As you say, it is your life on the line.